I was getting a manicure recently in the middle of my workday, and because it was one of my hustle days with no in-person meetings, I was in shorts, a tank top, flip-flops, and no makeup. Then, as fate would have it, CBS Morning Show anchor Gail King walks into the salon. Apparently, we share the same nail tech. At first, it didn't register with me who she was because she, too, must have been having a hustle afternoon, not looking like her polished on-camera self I'm used to seeing. Then she plops in the chair next to me and asks my nail tech to give her a manicure. "It'll be 10 minutes," said my nail tech Angela, who I must be tipping well to make Miss King wait for me. Before you take advantage of fortunate timing, consider the context of your situation. So, of course, Gail King did not wait 10 minutes in the chair next to the pitch queen. She quickly told Angela she would be back later. However, even if she dared to have idle time in the salon sitting next to me, it wouldn't have been appropriate for me to pitch her a story about one of my clients. I see this happen inappropriately so often when people run into a celebrity or even just a high-level CEO or industry influencer. While you may be thinking that you'll never get the opportunity to pitch this person again and that some strange fate brought the encounter together, the better approach is to sit back and first read the other person's body language. If they are not in context of work or not in a mental place to take your pitch, then the worst thing you can do is pitch them, because you'll only be remembered as the rude person pushing yourself into an uninvited personal space. The pitch challenge today: pause before you push yourself on someone else. Respect personal space and do not interrupt a person if they are in the middle of a meeting or conversation with someone else. Instead, play it cool so you don't come off desperate. Be calm, relax, and smile. If you are emitting a positive energy instead of a frantic, desperate energy, you'll attract others to you, and that's the best setup. It may not happen in your first encounter, but if it's really fate, you'll see the person many more times, and your chill approach will make a high-profile person more intrigued. This isn't my first encounter with Gail King, and it won't be the last. It was just the most out-of-context encounter for both of us, but now I know where she gets her nails done and that we have the best manicurist in New York City in common.